The Youth's Instructor, July 8, 1897, Soldiers for Christ, Part 1. The Youth's Instructor, July 8, 1897, Soldiers for Christ, Part 1. God's Word is full of rich promises to the youth who will fight the good fight of faith. But those who enlist in this service must remember that it is a daily warfare. For our great enemy will put forth every effort, he will build up every barrier possible, to prevent us from trusting the Thus saith the Lord. He would lead us to question God's Word, but it is our privilege to gain the victory over him. Our work is to resist the devil, not harbor his doubts. And if we do this, the promise is, he shall flee from you. But the question is often asked, how can I resist Satan? There is only one way by which you can do this, and that is by faith, taking Christ as your helper, and pleading with him for strength. When Satan suggests doubt to your soul, when he tells you that you are too unworthy, too sinful to realize the blessing of God, present Christ before him as your advocate and Savior. Tell him you know that you are a sinner, but that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repeat his promises. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Be simple-hearted enough to believe these promises of God. When Satan comes to you and tells you that, because you are unhappy, perplexed, and troubled, you are not a child of God, do not become discouraged for one moment, but gird up the loins of your mind. Let your heart repose in God. He has promised that if you come to him, you shall find rest to your soul. And if you have done this, rest assured that he will fulfill his word in you. It is said of Abraham that he believed God, and his faith was counted to him for righteousness. At the call of God, he left his country and people and went out, not knowing whither he went. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Moses also, through faith, esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Job, in the midst of his great loss and bodily suffering, could say, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another." And the dying words of the Apostle Paul were, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Many pass long years in darkness and doubt because they do not feel as they desire. But feeling has nothing to do with faith. That faith which works by love and purifies the soul is not a matter of impulse. It ventures out upon the promises of God, firmly believing that what he has said, He is able also to perform. Our souls may be trained to believe, taught to rely upon the word of God. That word declares that the just shall live by faith, not by feeling. The word of God nowhere gives the least encouragement to the ease-loving, indolent, unbelieving soul. In the Scriptures, the necessity of earnest effort is constantly kept before us. The battle must be fought before the victory is won. We must strive to enter in at the straight gate. We must run with patience the race set before us.